Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Steve, talk to us. I know that you have an abiding word for us, and share with us what God laid on your heart.
Yeah. I've been just reading through Romans recently, and that is just so encouraging. And just to just take your time, I just encourage you, just start at just page one.
Page one, chapter one.
Chapter one. Mm-hmm. You can't beat it. And I was just soaking, just asking God to speak to me. And in Romans 8, it says, for the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the sons of God. For the sons of God to be revealed. And I just had to just sit and just soak on that. And it's just like creation is waiting for those to just say, I want to know God in my life. I want to live my life for God. And I just really just started thinking about this. Just like, why? What's the eager expectation? It's like, you got to think about, you know, the Bible talks about that, you know, once this gospel is preached to all who have ears, then the end will come. It's in Matthew 24. And in Revelation, it talks about the fact that there's going to be a new heaven. There's going to be a new earth. And it's just like, this isn't everything. It's like, there's so much more. And it's like, even creation is longing for who's going to say yes to him. Who's going to say yes to him? Because it's like, even creation is longing for that newness of eternity. And it's just, it really got me to thinking, it's like that creation can see what the world can't. And it's just like, there's a lot of people that can say, it's just like, yeah, I'm following God, or I'm, you know, God is good. And then so often it's like, we're so quick to be able to spot an imitation, you know, or a replication. And, you know, in our culture, it's like, we can see so many of those things. I mean, I think about, like purses and,
really, you think about.
I mean, I don't. Okay, let me just bring some clarity to that.
Please, can you clarify that statement? Help us out today, Steve.
I'm getting concerned.
Yes,
U.S. Marine, help us out.
There we go. I don't randomly think about purses on my day to day routine.
Okay.
In context of this thought, I do have thought about. That didn't make any sense.
Well, you're talking about we could. But notice knockoffs or fake things.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm helping you, bro.
Bring me back.
I'm with you.
There we go. I'm feeling the love from John over here. Pat, not so much. Okay. But you think about it, and it's just like the world can so quickly spot an imitation or a knockoff purse by just saying, you know, they can look and just say, you know, the stitching's a little differently, or I can see the emblem.
I don't know how they do that.
Because, I don't know how they do it
I'm
either.
Like, hey, whatever, it's a bag, but go ahead.
Exactly. But it's just like someone can look a little bit deeper past the surface image and say, yeah, I know that's what it says, but let's look a little bit deeper. Is it really what it says? And that's so significant, because we have to be that same way with God. We have to be that same way and say, I want to go deeper. I want God to be able to see deeper in me and say, it's not about just what's on the outside, and say, am I being authentic? Real creation in Christ? Because it says, you know, when you continue reading in Romans, he says, the spirit that you received doesn't make you slaves so that you live in fear again. He says the spirit you received brought your adoption to sonship. And by that we cry, Abba, Father. He says the spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we're God's children. And it's like, if you think about whoever created the purse or whoever created the knockoff, the creator knows that's my work. I created that. That over there, that's a knockoff. He can see just by looking at it that, okay, that's the authentic one. And it's like God, the creator of all the heavens and all the earth, he knows who are his, and he knows who's the knockoff.
Yes, he does.
And that's the thing. It's just like when you look over in 2 Corinthians, it says, now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. This is so awesome. He says he anointed us, set his seal of ownership. It's like God has his own emblem. God has a seal of ownership on us, and he put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. And it's just like, that's pretty awesome.
That's good.
That's awesome. So I think about it, and it's just like, okay, if we can dig a little deeper into a purse and think, like, okay, what's the stitching? What's the emblem?
Right.
Is this a real or knockoff? And it's like, okay, how do we look deeper into, are we an authentic Christian? And Jesus says we have to have fruit. You know them by their fruit, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, what is that fruit? Well, you can read it, like, specifically, it talks about in Galatians, it says it's love, joy, it's peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh my goodness.
Mm.
When we spend time, and that's why you hear so much talking about abiding, but I just think that's so powerful that it's just like God has his own emblem.
That's good.
God has marked us by his Spirit, and it's through his Spirit that testifies that we are sons, we are daughters. And it's just like, if you don't know this, God, if you don't understand, it's just like, God has called you. God wants to put a mark on you and say, I want you to be mine.
Yeah.
So that the world knows that's one of God's, that's one of his.
Yeah. Right. That's so beautiful, because we talked about this as well before, a Christian in theory or a Christian in reality.
Yeah.
You know, because today I believe that many people sell themselves short in being Christian in name, at least, but not Christian, Christ-like in their everyday living. And there's a huge difference between loving God and being in love with God. Huge difference.
Yeah.
And what you want to be is in love with him, because he
Absolutely.
Is in love with you. And he's designed us for relationship. He's designed us to walk with him and talk with him and live life and to glorify him. And like you were saying, Steve, bear fruit. Bear fruit. Our whole life is all about, you know, bearing fruit and glorifying the Son, glorifying the Father, and blessing him, you know, by our obedience, by our lives, and what comes out of it. And it's so true. God knows the difference if it's a knockoff or if this is authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our quest. That's our goal, is to be authentic as we can be. And you know, oftentimes the enemy of authenticity is oftentimes a religious spirit, because a religious spirit, it has a form of godliness, but it denies the power thereof. And it looks like it and sounds like it. And sometimes a lot of people are maybe have grown up, you know, attending church gatherings, and after a while they know the talk, if you will, and the lingo and what's expected and maybe what's right, and they think that that's encountering God, but in reality, they don't know God, and you can get it all twisted because you think you know about him, but you don't know him. And there's what I think you're saying, Steve. It's like, this is not quite authentic. This is close. It has some similarities.
Like it looks like it.
It has the design, and it talks like it and looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get closer, when we actually touch and feel it, and we come in contact with this or you, the authenticity of a loving relationship is not there.
Yeah.
And you can clearly know when someone is talking about God out of their head, and when they're speaking to them, speaking from out of their heart, because I know him.
Yeah.
I think about the man I met from Sri Lanka. He said, you know, I was a Buddhist, and when I gave my life to God in that country, he says, I just gave my life because a pastor, you know, asked me, and I was just kind, but I really didn't know God. And I battled for a year, a couple years, I think he said, you know, and there's no teaching like we have here. It's just, you know, he didn't have electricity until he was 19 years old, by the way.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And he says, but God one day revealed himself to me.
Mm.
And I know that Jesus Christ is real. And I experienced love, something that I've never experienced before in my life. He was abused. I've experienced the love of God. And I experienced them in the Word of God, and I was amazed to know that God can love me like that.
Amazing.
And that's the desire that God has for you. He desires for you to know him in the most intimate ways, and for you to be a son and a daughter of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.